Okay, we are on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and we're going to start again from the two dots. Mitzvah Amayin and Masurim. This Gemara is a little bit complicated, but it goes back in drushes. Mitzvah Amayin and Masurim is on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. There's two dots, about 15 lines to the bottom. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon said only the Zchorim Arasa, not the Nekevus. The Rachamim said even Zchorim and Nekevus. Shimon made a kavachaymer, Amayni, which is also the Oilam, is only Zcharim. So Mitzvah, which is only two generations, meaning till the third generation, for sure only Zcharim. Rabbanan said, if you tell us the Messaira, no, can't argue with your Messaira, that's your Messaira. We disagree, but that's your Messaira. But if you want to say logic, we can slug it up. And his answer was, no, you can't slug it up. And besides that, I have my Messaira. That was the conversation in the Mishnah. So we want to know, what is the slug up? L'chayr Reb Shimon is a very valid kavachaymer. Amayni is stricter than Mitzvah, goes forever. And yet it's only male, so Mitzvah should only be male as well. That's the question. Track the Gemara, my tshuva. What's the Rabbanan shloga? Am Rabba Babachan, Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Dikul, Amayim Arayas Yechichu. Arayas, which is an Isser, is only two generations, right? The Torah didn't make it forever. Yet it's both male and female. And now Rashi has an interesting shot in both male and female. What?
Right.
A person can't marry his daughter and his granddaughter, but he can marry his great-granddaughter biblically. He also can't marry his mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law, but he can marry his great-grandmother-in-law. So it's that. Why is that Bein Zcharim Bein Nekevus? We're talking about a man living with a woman, not with another man. The answer is it's through men and through ladies. That's how Rashi explains. Arias goes through the son and through the daughter, but only two generations. But the Torah did not differentiate whether the relationship is a through a male or through a female. So we see Zcharim and Akevus are treated equally. Just like they're treated equally there, they're treated equally by Mitzvah as well. You can't hide a Kavachimer. You see, not that way. You see, Arias only goes two generations, same as Mitzvah, and at the same time is both male and female. So you see that Kavachimer doesn't work. Right? Let's do Rashi along with the Gemara. Rashi, first wide line. Right? It's called three generations because he's generation one, then two more generations. Rashi explains how is male involved here. You can't bring Arayah from Arayas. Arayas is more severe. That's why it's male and female. Mitzvah is less severe, and therefore we should learn it out from Amayni, which is a less severe Isser, and it's only male. So Mitzvah, which is less severe than Amayni, should for sure only be male. Are you bringing me Arayah from Arayas, where it's both male and female? Arayas is Chorus. It's a different level. It's a different thing. Rashi, Shkin Chorus. Time of a Mitzvah, Badaymi, Shainin, Lassay. Mitzvah and Adoimi are only inferred from the essay, meaning it doesn't say ever, do not marry a Mitzvah. It says marry them third generation, inference being don't marry them the first two generations. We shouldn't make Nekevus like Zcharim. Zok to Gemara, Mamzer Yechia. So the Rabbanan's response is, look at Mamzer. Mamzer is not Chorus. And Mamzer applies both to male and female. So we see that even non-Chorus is not distinguishable between male and female. So Mitzvah is like Mamzer. Again, Mitzvah is not like Mamzer, because a Mamzer ain't a royal kalalaila is a forever Isser. Mitzvah is only two generations. So why should we make it as strict as Mamzer? Arias is strict, it's only two generations. So again, what we do is we take Arias and Mamzer. They both are usher, male like female. What is the common denominator between the two of them? It's not Chorus. Mamzer is not Chorus. It's not that it's eternal, I mean forever, because Arias is not. So the common denominator is the Torah banned them and banned both male and female. So therefore, assume every Isser that the Torah bans is male or female, unless otherwise specified. So therefore, instead of making a Kavachaymer, What? No. Thank you. Today's learning is the Zecher Nishmas Yehuda Leib HaKayan Ben Chaim Tzihersh. Yehuda Leib and Tzihersh HaKayan. Our own Larry Cohn. So, you take the common denominator between Arias and Mamzer, and the common denominator between Arias and Mamzer is that the Torah doesn't want you marrying them and did not differentiate between man and woman. Now, you'll tell me Arias has a Chumrah and Mamzer has a Chumrah, but they don't have the same Chumrah. And Sarashava is based, that a common halacha is based on a common denominator. And the common denominator is, the Torah doesn't want you to marry them. And the Torah didn't differentiate between man and woman. Therefore, assume that anyone the Torah doesn't want you to marry, unless otherwise specified, means man and woman as well. Treat it inside. Because the Rabbinah goes back and forth. The Torah banned their marriage. There is no kares during the relationship for the relationship. They are kosher for everybody besides a relative. Okay. Frank the Gemara. Ma'ala ha'tzad ha'shobah shebehem. She came behem tzad karas. It's still not true. Because you look at a common denominator, you find all the common denominators. And one of the common denominators between Mamzer and Arias is something had to do with karas. The original Mamzer came about through a relationship that was karas. So there's a karas factor in Mamzer. Granted that the second generation Mamzer and the third generation Mamzer has no karas in them, but they come from an Isser karas. That's what created Mamzeris. Therefore, Arias and Mamzer are more severe than Mitzri, which has no residue or shaykhus to anything karas. So you cannot derive Mitzri from the common denominator of Arias and Mamzer. The Tarashava means look for the common denominator. Till now, we thought the common denominator is that the Torah doesn't want you to marry them. It's not true. There's an extra common denominator, that the Torah doesn't want you to marry them because they have something to do with Karas. Now, Tarshish points out that the Gemara could have said they have Lav. They have an Isra Lav. Mamzer is a Lav. Arias is a Lav. Mitzvah is only an Asay. So anyway, we could have slugged up this Tzad HaShava with another common denominator, the fact that they both are banned in the Torah of the Lav. Mitzvah is not even a Lav. But the Gemara asked some Karas. It's a different question. Same idea. And for the Gemara, you're right. Let's do Rashi. Tzad Karas. Shar Mamzer Av B'Shein Karas B'Biyasai. Even the one does not get Karas with the relationship with a Mamzer. Mikol Makim Yesh Karas B'Yitzirasai. There's Karas and its creation. Shinoilad Me'isha Shehila Avim B'Karas. He was born, original Mamzer was born, to a woman who lived B'Karas with his father. Something of our Vajr. Rabbanon, so what's the Rabbanon's shlaga? The Meister of Shimon and Zekavachimer, and the Rabbanon did not find a response. They tried Arias, no response. They tried Mamzer, no response. They tried Arias and Mamzer, and no response. So isn't Rav Shimon right? Amayni is more severe than Mitzri. It's only male, not female, for sure Mitzri. And any other thing you showed me was more severe than anything. Something Gemara, Mechalul B'chai V'yasei, Ikrab Lesa Meyak. Their proof is from Chalul B'chai V'yasei. This is in Machloikas, back in Perek number 6. And that was, if a Kayan Gadol lives with a Ba'ula, not an Amana, not a Grusha, he violates the Asay, he lives with a woman that was no longer a Psula, and he has a child. Is that child a Cholo or not? It is an offspring of an Achai V'Asay. It's a Machloikas. Rav Lezim Yaakov says, Yesh Cholo Machai V'Asay. Achai V'Asay can create a Cholo, both male and female. This is an assay. It's, if anything, less severe then it's not a lav, can I say? And yet, the offspring, both male and female, are affected. So Rabbanan say, take Arias, or take Mamzer, and take Chai V'Asei, Cholol, from Chai V'Asei. Put the two together. What are you going to tell me? Kahuna is different? Mamzer. What are you going to tell me? Mamzer has Karis? Some Karis in it? Chol M'Chai V'Asei. What's the common denominator? The Torah doesn't want you marrying those women. And what does the Torah say? It affects both male and female. So Mitzri is the same. The common denominator between a Chol M'Chai V'Asei and either Arias or Mamzer is not any Karis. And you can't claim Kahuna is different because you have the other one. What is the common denominator between a Mamzer and a Be'ula L'Kayin Gadol? Only the fact that the Torah doesn't want you to marry them. There's no other common denominator. And yet the Torah said that it affects the offspring, both male and female. So Mitzvah is no different. So therefore the Kavah Chaimer, my mind, it doesn't work. Rashi? Rabbanan Dhamma Yesh Tshuva Parchin Leila Rav Shimon Mechol D'Chai V'Yasei. They ask of Shimon, from Cholol of Chai V'Asei, he got Kohen Gadol Shinos to Anusa in the Futter, and Kohen Gadol to marry, either an Anusa in the Futter, meaning this is a woman that had a relationship either willingly or not willingly. So Allah Basei, Mesula Yikra Kohen Be'ula. It is prohibited by an Asei when the Torah wants him to marry a Mesula, not a Be'ula. Then Kalab the Zayna, she's not a Zayna. The Lekka Lamad Amr Bias Nui is Nusi. Right? Rashi wants to tell you, don't tell me that this woman who had an extra out of marriage relationship becomes a zayna, because only one that says that is Rav Elazar, that says Pani Aboy Al Pnuya as a zayna. He's the only one that said every relationship makes a woman a zayna. We don't pass him like Rav Elazar, like Rav Elazar. I'm Rav Elazar. Kedamer Pek Aboy Vimte. Kamer Rav Elazar Yaakov Hasam Hadvat Cholo. And in that same sugya back in Perek number 6, he said that the child of a Chai V'Asei is a Cholo. Rocky Parker, the Rabban of Rav Shimon. Arias Yechichu. Mal Arias Yechin Karas, Chol the Chai V'Asei Yechiach. The Chol of Chai V'Asei shows me. Shein Ben Karas. Vasura Bas Kemen. And it's both genders are usher. Mal Chol Shekin Yitzuras de Baveira. You're going to tell me Chol is worse. Because Chol, there's an Aveira that the Kohen Gadol did. Whereas in the case of Mitzri who marries a mistress, there's no Aveira. Your granddaughter wasn't created as an Aveira. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, the Torah said it's Aser, the Torah said all genders are Aser. You can't learn it out Mitzri from either one of the two, but the common denominator between Arias and Mitzri is only the fact that the Torah doesn't want you to marry them. And the Torah said, both male and female, same thing is true by Mitzri. Zamti Gemara. Umay loy ki. Right? When Rav Shimon responded and said, your slug up is not a slug up. And then he said, and I also have a Messiah for my Rebbeya. Why isn't it a slug up? Hachi Gemara. This is what he's saying. It was the deal. It's really like the love of Yaakov. You know, I don't agree with your slug up because I don't hold there's a Chol M'Chai V'Asei. Well, the Ditchu, the Shirel, the love of Yaakov, Halachani Yaimer. And you who hold like Rav Elazar Yaakov, so therefore you have a good shlaga. Anyway, I'm saying it for my rebbeim as a mesira, even if I don't have a limud. Period. Rashi, my like the mashma the ain't shuvaschem tshuva. Your answer is not a good answer. But it's really Rav Elazar Yaakov. The ain't chol mechay v'asei. I hold the chay v'asei do not produce a chol. Mechol the chay v'lav limitishul lemivruch. I learned it out from every cholo of Chai V'Lavin, because they can let me from Malahanak Shkei Lav. The minute you get to Chai V'Lavin, Mitzvah Adayim are less severe. The Mitzvah Adayim is Shein Asei, Bein Chomer. So therefore, the Gemara says, at the end of the day, it boils down to whether you agree to Rav Elazar Yaakov or not. If you agree to Rav Elazar Yaakov, then you have a good side of Shabbat. If you don't agree to Rav Elazar Yaakov, then you don't have a good side of Shabbat. But anyway, Rav Elazar Yaakov says, I have a Messiah for my rebellion. The interesting crisis over here, because this is a Shas Taisus. Taisus says, Halacha ani Omer. When Rav Shimon says, I'm quoting it as Halacha, he does not mean Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. If he did, then the Rabbanan couldn't argue. If he would tell them, this is Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, they couldn't argue. All he meant is, I learned it this way from my rebbeim. That they can argue on. They didn't learn it from their rebbeim. But at local Lamashim at Sinai, he wouldn't be able to argue. Baruch Hashem, it doesn't work. It doesn't dial in. It says it's a, somebody must have played around with it. When I push the button to dial in, it says wrong area code, wrong number. Whatever, and somebody messed up the program. I guess somebody must have played with it because somebody played with the clock also. So that must have been a playing guy. Must have been playing here with it. What? Yes.
So I'm on the phone now.
So am I.
That's because you're using Yankee's phone, not the regular phone.
What he's talking about, okay?
So Tysus here says you can't have a machlokes, which the Rambam also says in the Parashah Mishnayos. You can never hold. The Rambam also says that you can't have a machlokes on a local Moshe Mishnah. There's a Chavis Yoram that brings countless machlokes in a local Moshe Mishnah, a countless, a whole bunch of them. And he asked it in the Rambam, it would be a kasha in this crisis as well. Because Tysus seems to say, as I said, it's a Shas Tysus. Tysus seems to say that it would be a halacha l'maaseh mishnah, there would be no argument. Notice that the Hagos Marav Ranchburg, on the side of the Gemara, says, Ayin Yavin Shmua, Ubishalos and Shuvas Chavis Yor, Simen Kuf Nun Beis. The Chavis Yor asks on those, the Rambam and Tysus, who say there can be a machlokes in halacha l'maaseh mishnah, from multiple cases in Shas that seemingly you have a machlokes in halacha l'maaseh mishnah. But the reason I said it's a Shas Tysus is because this is a rule in Shas that Tysus is telling me, that you don't have a machlokes in halacha l'maaseh mishnah.
So you can't.
Tysus says you can't. Again, Tysus says halacha here does not mean halacha l'maaseh mishnah because there wouldn't be a machlokes.
But that's not agreed on by
everybody. Tysus says it. The Rambam says it. The problem is, there are cases in Shas that it is. Now, these were showing them new Shas as well as the Chavis Yor did, and as well as Dr. Harris, and Yitzchak Margaret, and then Avram Cohen, and Mr. Goldstein. Right?
And Baruch
Moshe.
So what did
the Rishonim
say about that?
They don't talk to the Chavis Yor. It's like asking a question of somebody who lived in the 1200s, from somebody who lived in the 1700s. He asked the question. Now, obviously, they must have learned those sugyas that it's not a machlokes in halacha l'maaseh mishnah. So you would have to go through Shas with that approach and find answers how it's not. Again, there's going to be questions. Questions don't mean there's no answers. Questions means we don't understand. But the reason I say it's a Shas Tysus is because Tysus is saying a rule in Shas. No machlokes in halacha l'maaseh mishnah. At least that's what he sounds like, which he says, if it would be halacha l'maaseh mishnah, why would anybody argue? Seems to say it is normal. So that's why the Rav Ren's book says, look at the Chavis Yor, Yavin Shmua, I don't know how the Yavin Shmua, Chavis Yor, who asks questions from many places. Now he doesn't, Chavis Yor, I don't know if the Chavis Yor gives answers to everyone, but I'm fair, I don't know. But if this is a, it's always quoted in the Rambam, who says you can't have a machlokes in halacha l'maaseh mishnah? They ask in the Rambam. Tysus is saying the same thing as the Rambam.
If you get it from your Rebbe, that's...
No, that's Zeir Shavuot. Halacha l'maaseh mishnah does not have a number. It's not like Zeir Shavuot, right? That's Tysus' parrot in Sefer Shavuot. That Zeir Shavuot, there's a number of Zeris Shavuot. Your Rebbe taught you all the Zeris Shavuot. You can't accept from somebody else an extra one. But halacha l'maaseh mishnah is not Zeris Shavuot.
But my Rebbe didn't teach me that. That's a raya that my Rebbe informed me.
Okay, but you're arguing on Tysus and the Rambam. I get it. You're arguing on Tysus and the Rambam. So really, it should be quoted as Tysus and the Rambam hold you can't have a machlokes in halacha l'maaseh mishnah. And Rabbi Kuhn says there could be a machlokes in the halacha l'maaseh mishnah, which is, you have many rayas. The Chavis Yor brings you rayas to your side. I just wouldn't argue with ISIS and the Rambam so fast. So. They knew what you said, and they rejected it. They said no. I see.
This was a long face of all time.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm a lamb Reb Shimon Halacha Aliyamer. The Yoid Mikra Mesayim. Now he brings in a new thing that he didn't mention in our Mishnah. I have a pasuk that supports me that it's only male, not female. It says Bonim Beloy Banos. It says Bonim Ashivoldu Lehem Dar Shlishi. I'm sorry for quoting the pasuk. Yavu Lehem Bekal Hashem. I wish I had it on the side, that way I could read it. Bonim Ashivoldu Lehem Dar Shlishi. Yavu Lehem Bekal Hashem. Just bunim, boys, not girls. So I have a right of me from the words. Right. So that's the kash on this raya. Because the word bunim can be used two ways. In Lashon Kodesh, the word for the main is the word for the whole. Yaim can be daylight. Yaim can be 24 hours. Shabbos can be a week. Shabbos means Shabbos. Right. Banim can mean sons, banim can mean children, right? That's the way it is in Lashon Kodesh. So, but Reb Shimon is saying it would have said gvadais, not banim. That's what he seems to be saying. Rashi? Is there Rashi? No Rashi. What? That's true. Don't do my right to turn around. Banim, 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 zibir, Reb Shimon. Shimon says, banim, banim, banim. Amar Reb Yehuda, I rely on banim, ashi yevold, ulam, dar, shishi. Hakas, of talam, beleda. The Torah says, ashi yevold, anybody born. So therefore, banim means children. Because if not, the Torah just said, banim, dar, shishi. Dar, shishi, banim. Why is it banim, ashi yevold, ulam, dar, shishi? They tell me, anybody born. Rashi? I say, "Vol du kol an elad the mashma, fill in the cave of the mashma." That's the first shot. That Yashi Voldu means any offspring. Now Rashi offers a second shot. Listen, Achlina, kol an beleda, kol habonim be'em shi'eledes aysam. The Torah says, "You go by mom." I say, "You voldu. You look at the one who gave birth to them, which is the mother." Which means, if you reshay na ben sheni, give me a sugya later on. The father is generation one, the mother is generation two, or vice versa. You go by dad, or you go by mom. So the Gemara over there brings a drasha called Ashe Yivoldu, you go by mom. Now, if he lived in the Nekevus Asuras, Lamai Hukas the Talam Beleda. If the Nekevus were mutter, we would never go by mom, because mom is always mutter. Obviously, the Torah would be going by dad. Right? If every female was mutter, so if a mitzvah marries a mistress, you have to say you go by dad, because mom is mutter. So how could the next generation go by mom? Right, exactly. So therefore, we see from there that the Kavas are usher as well. That's the second shot in Rashi, but that depends on later on whether you make this drasha or not, but that's how Rashi learns of Yehuda. So two pshat in Rashi Yevoldu. Either Yevoldu means all the offspring, or Yevoldu means you go by mom. If you go by mom, obviously mom is usher. If not, how can you go by mom? Nothing by right. Amar Rabbi Yechelim. Either of the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Akasim Talon Beleida, if not Amar Rabbi Yehuda saying that both offspring, both male and female, are usher because of the word Asher Yevoldu, when Matzah Yadav Baraglo Bebeis HaMedrash, his hands and feet will have no place in the Beis HaMedrash. This is a term used elsewhere in Shas and Gittin, and it means he would be stuck. He would be basically stuck with his own opinions. He would have no standing in the Beis HaMedrash because he would be something that makes no sense. Why? Because keeping that in mind, how gave me the call. Since Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Kahal Gerim is called the call, that means a person who's pasul cannot marry a Giyaris. A tzedakah cannot marry a geiris. A mamzer cannot marry a geiris. So who's the ger mitzvah supposed to marry? If ladies are not usher, you hold like Reb Shimon, then a lady mistress is a regular geiris with no restrictions. So who should this ger mitzvah marry? Who should he marry? Yeah. Meaning he should marry a mamzeres. So Taisa says, that the kid would be a mamzer, so it wouldn't be Dar Shlishi Yavalem B'Kal Hashem. He has to be able to marry somebody that his third generation will be kosher. Who can he marry? Now, you old cow game, like Yikri Kol, can marry a Giyaris. But you old cow game, Yikri Kol, he can't marry a Giyaris. Now, if it's restricted man and woman, he can marry a mistress who also can't marry out into the Kol. So they can marry each other.
What? The male Amon can never cleanse his generation.
He cannot cleanse his boys. He can cleanse his girls by marrying a mistress. According to Yehuda, right, he owes Kal Gerim Ikri Koho, so Ger Amoni would have to marry a Giyaris mitzvah. Or a Mamzeres. And their kid would be a mamzer.
But we're saying that Dor Shlishi can become kahal.
Exactly. It can be cleansed. Exactly. It's a raya. That's why Rabbi Yehuda has to say it's man. It's good that he says it's male and female, because if not, he'd be stuck.
No way.
Or, yeah, right, exactly. You have no way of cleansing his voice. Kivin Amar, Kal Gerim Mikiko, Mitzvah Sheni, but may you tar. How would the Mitzvah Sheni ever become tar? Rashi? Elam Gamar of Yehuda, Hakasav Talim Beleda, Likav Asami Asuras, Lemotzi Adav Ragla Bebe Samedish, Klaimer, Behoy Yachol Lamed Bezvara, would never be able to last. Kivin Amar, Kal Gerim Mikiko, Bim Sexus Kedushin. He instead in the cave of Shari Lauter, right? Have a look home. Vasura's mistress was Shari Nushkiel and Mitzri Shemesheni. A mistress would be also to a Mitzri. The Mayitara would be about the day of Shlishi. How would they ever get to the third generation? Frank to Arklan Air. Why does the Gemara say Mitzri Sheni the Mayitar? Why doesn't it say Mitzri Rishon the Mayitar? Meaning, Mitzri Rishon, who will you marry? Seems that Gemara only has a problem. Who would the second generation Mitzri marry? Why isn't the Gemara ever a problem? Who would the first generation Mitzri marry? Again, the Torah said a Mitzri third generation can come in. That means the first generation is allowed to marry somebody, and the second generation is allowed to marry somebody, and then the third generation is okay. Why is the Gemara concentrating who would the second generation marry? Why doesn't the Gemara ask who was the first generation married? Why doesn't the Gemara just say Mitzri b'mayitar? Why are we putting Mitzri Sheni b'mayitar?
The scenario is that a Mitzri and a mistress will marry together, but they have to be
together. They can't stay married to each other. Zog Dar Kleiner, if she's Megayah when she's pregnant. And she's Megayah when she's pregnant, and it's a boy. That boy is a Mitzri Sheni. The soul, therefore, his mother is a Mishaina who's legal, and he is a Sheni.
Not considered a Risha?
No. That's going to be a Gemara later on. So that would be a case of Mitzri Rishon being able to be married to a woman who already conceived, and it would be mutter. That's what the Arklan Air wants to say. Tivega wants to say an interesting shot. He asked it as a kasha. If Yehuda holds sumas patam and hametzus, so let the Gemara answer for Tivega that the mitzvah is blind, and therefore he's patam and hametzus, and he can marry anybody, and the kid would be a mitzvah sheni. And the mitzvah sheni can marry anybody if he's blind, and. So this is the machlokes rishayim. So the Tveger brings a raya from this Gemara that a summa part of an amitzus is only for mitzvah sasei, not for mitzvah leisasa. Because if a summa can be over lavin, the machlokes rishayim. If Yehuda holds in the Masechtas Baba Kama that a summa is part of an amitzus, machlokes rishayim, does that mean only for mitzvah sasei or even for mitzvah leisasa? But the Tveger has a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says that Mitzvah wouldn't be able to marry anybody. Why not? Why not? Let him marry anybody. He's a Mitzvah. He's a Summa. It's a Raya that he can't marry even as a Summa. That's from Tivega. Zuck the Shayel Umeshev, Chiddush Nefla. He says, Gerus is Kabbalah's Mitzvah. If you hold Summa, it's part of a Mitzvah. How can you ever become a Ger? There's no Mitzvah for him to accept. So the Mele, the Gemara couldn't say it's talking about a Summa. Maybe a Yochinami a Summa is possible to love. But it's up to Shai Omeshev, he would never be able to become a Ger. What is he accepting? Gerus is Kabbalah's own mitzvah. See, he says if Tivega's Raya is not a Raya. Interesting Shai Omeshev. I thought it was an interesting show. Anyway.
But he doesn't get sorry.
There's no oil mitzvah. A ger has to be makabel on himself to do the mitzvah he's commanded. According to one sheet of the Rishayim, he's not chayv in anything. Right. So he became a summa, and then he would be able to marry. Correct. I mean, you're right. That's Gemara right. Dilma di avivat, Dr. Gemara, that's not a raya. Let's say females are mutter. And the way you can have a mitzvah sheni or a mitzvah shlishi is if he violated the law and married somebody he's not allowed to marry, his kid is a mitzvah sheni. Let's say a mitzvah is megayer. Let's say he's not allowed to marry a geyeris. And let's say he's not even allowed to marry a mitzvah. And he did. The kid would be a mitzvah sheni. That's how you would have a mitzvah shlishi. If a mitzvah violated the law, he could get a mitzvah shlishi. Maybe that's what the Torah means when it says dar shlishi. Again, you're proving that Rabbi Yehuda has to hold females or mutter or aser. If not, who would the mitzvah marry? It's not a proof. Let's say females or mutter. He violated the law and married a girl. They're not allowed to marry. Maybe that's what the Torah means. If he violated the law, his third generation becomes mutter. Pasuk is not writing a parsha of third generation being mutter if it's based on a guy violating the law. Correct the Gemara, I'm mamzer, the Ibakasvikra. The whole mamzer is somebody violated the law. So the Torah is talking about somebody that violated the law, created a mamzer. Something more, the Eli Surah Kasav, the Eli Torah Loi Kasav. The Torah will write if a guy did something wrong, what the consequences are. But the Torah is not going to write if a guy did something wrong, his grandson becomes mutter. That the Torah won't write. It's not going to tell you that wrong can produce a right. It's going to tell you that wrong can produce a wrong. Practicamar Magda Grushasai, the Elan Tayra the Kasai. Person takes back his Grusha. It's Aser. And the Pasik writes, by Magda Grushasai, that Teva he Teva, Vain Banah Teva, Pasik tells me that the offspring is Kasher. If a guy violated an Isser, so the Torah is addressing consequences of an Isser and saying it's mutter. So here you have the Torah saying, if a guy did something wrong, the kids are okay. So why can't it be my mitzvah the same thing? Zakti Gemara Hasa Mishim Ikuri Surah the Kasai. The Torah didn't write that to tell you the kids are okay. The Torah wrote that to tell me that she is usher to do, you're usher to marry her. Once it told me it's usher to marry her, it told you what the kids are. But my shenkin here, right, it's trying to say she's a teva, meaning it's a teva. It's wrong. Here, why would the Torah write Dar Shlishi if it could only happen through an Isser? Wouldn't bother. Just say, don't marry them. And, sorry, don't write if he does marry. There it's saying, she's a teva. He did something wrong. It's an abomination. So the dear kids, he teva, they but now teva. But it's not written to write the heter. Right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the other benassim, I bought this all giyaris. Eloi kasa rachmana midi. The idea of avera kasa, he comes to an avera, the kasa kral, the memer, bonum ashiv holdu, the shiach lamechi l'desh l'shlishi, not shiach to come to a dar shlishi. Right, mamza. Eloi have a mamza, the avera. She bought over by the chai v'krisis. The kasa kral, the Torah wrote, the other mamza. The avagat l'shiach, it's a kral l'michtabay. The chi misrami l'nitnabay. Right, the Torah tells me consequences of something that shouldn't happen. Somebody who takes back his divorcee once she got married to somebody else. The ego, that's an if, because of Kola Terra, the Suchi Teva, he. The Shingan, he Teva, the Embanel Teva. Hasam Shem Ikri, Suri Kasu, Lashmina, the Ihi, me Teva, Hava. She is Teva. What? Well, I don't know what you're talking. The ihu, it's a case of if. Meaning, it's a case of if he did something wrong, and yet the Torah writes a consequence of heter. Why would the Torah write a heter if it involves something wrong? You just told me the Torah didn't want to do that by mitzvah.
Heter's that the kid is...
Kid is okay, marry a kayin. Bas. Mamzu Grushasa can marry a kayak.
Not a
mamzu. So Chai Belavin, first of all, and second of all, it's not Zaret for me, Kara. It's like the one that's like different.
She's
going on, that's going on site, though. We dashed that on site, though. We had that in the first parak.
Doesn't say that we're there, but.
That's Akhriyat Shehutama. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about mitzvah, so we're going to be spending the next amud, maybe even more than the next amud, until the Mishnah, talking about mitzvah, adayimi, baiter. Tana Rabbana. Nemer bonim lama nemer dairis. Nemer dairis lama nemer bonim. Let it say ben shlishi avay. Why does it say... And if it says Dar Shlishi, why did it just say, why did it have to say Banam Ashi Yevoldu? Just say Dar Shlishi Yavai. Again, the Torah writes two psukim referencing offspring, Banim and Dar, both refer to offspring. Now, you have to write Shlishi because you want to tell me it's the third generation that gets Mutter. So you could write Banim Shlishi, or Dar Shlishi. Why does it have to write, hey, Banim Ashi Yevoldu Lahem Dar Shlishi? Why does it have to write Banim and Dar? That's the Rashi's question.
How do you spell that?
Rashi says, Ben Shlishi Avay.
Third son.
Well, that Gemara is going to say that. That's what we're going to get there, but we have to give the Gemara a chance, right? Frank the Brisa. Im Nemer Banim, Lama Nemer Dairis. Im Nemer Dairis, Lama Nemer Banim. Rashi, in Nemer Bonham, look to Ben Shlishi Avay, Adar Shlishi Avay, Lahem. Vilay look to Bonham. Zakti Gemara, I'll tell you what. This is the Brisa talking. In Nemer Bonham, Vilayem Nemer Dairis, if it would say Ben Shlishi, Ayisi Aymer Ben Rishim Vashayni Yasser Shlishi Mutter. I would have said, Mitzvi, that's Megayer. His first two sons are bad. His third son is good. Ben Shlishi, his third son. Not third generation, third son.
Why would it?
See, the problem is you're not a third son, so you don't appreciate being a third son. You are a third son, very good. So you should appreciate what it is to be a Ben Shlishi.
Why would that?
If the Torah would write Ben Shlishi, translate the words. What? Ben Shlishi, you would translate his generation? I don't think so. I would say he gets it out of his system. Once he's up to his third son, after he's Megayer, that kid's pure already. I don't know. I'd say Hostical Tyra.
What they do different?
He still has his Mitzri Zuama in him. Again, it's a Havamina. Right, exactly. The Kach Nemer Dairus. Ring Nemer Dairus, Ulin Nemer Bonim. If it would just say Dar Shlishi. Ayisi Aimer. The Isa Ma'im de Mahar Sinai. The Kach Nemer Bonim. I would say the third generation after Matan Tyra is Mutter. The Tyra Asherd, a Mitzri who's Megayer in the time of Matan Tyra, for two generations, and three generations down the line, Mitzrim are fine. You're out of Mitzrayim, you're past Mitzrayim, it's gone. Now Mitzri can get married right away. I wouldn't say it's a permanent Isra of every gear Mitzri.
Generation as a Mitzri. Generation as still a Mitzri. Three generations as a Goy.
But meaning three generations after Matan Tyra, this Isra is waived. What?
We have by Shlomo HaMelech that was only applicable to those Mitzrim at Matan Tyra.
No, that's because they weren't Mitzrim, the Havamina, that they were migrated. This would be no. The Tyra said, listen, we have it, there is such a thing, but it's to marry from one a girl that Yarshans back in Baba Batra. We had a halacha that a girl that Yarshans cannot marry out of Shemit. That was only an Isra to the generation that came into Eretz Yisrael. After that, it was removed. We're talking from Sukkim. That was a temporary Isra. So maybe Mitzri is a temporary Isra. Adami is a temporary Isra.
It's written for that time.
Exactly. That's what I would say.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Why? How can this be interpreted? Now, Doros be interpreted in this way, saying those from Sinai, when the verse is first talking about Mitzri. Am I misunderstanding? Is it not shifting now the meaning of Doros from Egyptians over to any Yidden?
No, it's shifting the interpretation to generations from when the Torah was given.
No, I know, but are we now talking about Kol Yisrael, or are we talking about just Egyptians?
Just Egyptians.
Aha, so these are Egyptians from Sinai. How many generations of Egyptians from Sinai? Not who they right. marry with. Aha.
Correct.
Aha, thank you.
Correct. Right, that would be the Havamina.
The term Mitzri ever used as just a general stranger?
Not that I know of. Rashi. Talk to Rashi. Ben Rishon V'Sheni. This is the Havamina, but only say Bonim. Ger Mitzri Shinodu L'Shloisha Bonim L'Achash in his Gayer. A Ben Rishon V'Sheni Yesru. Rashlishi Mutter. The Kach Nemer Dairus, Lashmina, the whole Banav Asurim, Ubnei Banav Mutarim. His kids are Asim, but his grandchildren are Mutar. Ayisi Ayman, Laisim Yisrael, Ayman, the Maharsin, Ayuaymer. Dor Shlishi Shalachem, Yavulam Bekol. Kaimer. I think Harvey is right, meaning your third generation is allowed to marry a Mitzri. You're right. It does switch to Jewish generations.
Well, then I don't understand it. I, how would...
Let me just finish the Rashi. You and your children can't marry mitziv adaymi. But your grandchildren, umisham, hala mutarim mitziv afilagerish. Yes. Yes, Harvey.
But why would it shift now? The plain meaning of the word is referring the doros of the mitzri. How would we interpret it now in such a way that we're referring to the doros of Kol Yisrael? The plain meaning of the verse, the obvious meaning of the verse, it seems, is talking about how many generations of Egyptians after they convert. Not having anything to do with who they're marrying. It just seems like a strained interpretation of the plain words of the pasuk.
Well, it is talking about marriage. It says Yavai Lahem B'Kal Hashem.
No,
it's allowing third generation to marry a Jewish girl. Now, your question is, why can't it be the third generation Mitzri from now instead of the third generation Jew from now marrying a Mitzri?
I would just think that would be more consistent with the obvious what I would consider to be the literal words of the pasuk.
Honestly, I don't know why Rashi says what he says. I don't know. I hear your question. I don't have a good answer.
Okay.
Banamashi Evodulam Darshlishi Yavilam Bakalashem. Right. But if it would only say Darshlishi, I would say that it's only Asher for two generations and then becomes Mutter. Now, what Rashi does say, it would only be Asher for two generations Yidden, and then Yidden could marry Mitzrim. Instead of saying only Asher for two generations Mitzrim, that's what's bothering Harvey. I don't have an answer. A grandchild of a Yid that stood by Sinai.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Could marry any mitzvi that wants to be Megayer, period.
He was still living back then.
It didn't, right. That's what's mashma from Rashi, and that's what bothers Harvey. Why are we switching the generations from mitzvi to Jew? Tomorrow morning we'll be on the phone. No Peleyayetz. Mr. Shem will be on the phone. I don't know where I'll be located. Somewhere between New York and here. And we'll be learning on the phone. Mr. Shem. Everybody should have a wonderful day.